Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so something I got to get off my chest and confess. I was so thrilled when Davis Mills scored that touchdown. So thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why.
I feel so, like everybody was.
Why?
So thrilled.
Literally everybody was.
That when was the Texans stood up in the last few seconds.
Uh-huh.
Man, I was ticked off when Sheldon Rankin scored. Good Lord.
Why was you mad,
He's a
man?
Hater.
Come on.
Good Lord.
He's a Sheldon Rankin's hater, apparently.
So I'm not going to call it a completely happy ending for me.
Okay.
So I had a little bit of something on the game. As you well know, I was talking about it with you in the press box.
Gotcha.
So,
well, you were talking about the Davis Mills over 5.5 yards.
Well, I had
rushing.
Three things working at once.
I didn't know you had all the see, I did not. If you had said it, I did not pay attention to it.
Because
only thing I knew was you picked up on Davis Mills. He had a 6-yard scamper, and you were like, check.
Yeah.
we did that.
That was in the first quarter, I believe. Maybe,
it was.
Maybe
it was
early
very,
second.
It was very early in the game.
So I had three things working, and my logic was so sound. I said, well, Davis Mills is bound to run for his life at least once, right? I mean, just given what the offensive line looked like going into the game.
He did.
Lo and behold, 6-yard run.
Yes, sir.
Boom. Check that. Second thing I had working, I had Danielle Hunter more than half a sack. Boom. That was a lock, right? The third element was, I bet you this is going to be a really close game. And it was. I had the Jaguars plus 3.5. And that was a lock. Until Sheldon Rankins scored on the final play of the game. That's what they call, Figgy, a bad beat.
I'm so happy that
they call that a bad beat. You're happy?
Yeah. So happy.
Why?
Because I wanted Sheldon Rankins to score a touchdown. What you mean?
I just wanted the Texans to win by less than 3.5 points, and they would have. and they would have.
Deal with it.
Dude, that was a nice hit too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great job by Will Anderson Jr. You know, obviously, D'Amico Ryans was talking about it like that. That ankle flexion, you just have it if you don't, man. He bent that corner and was on Trevor, man.
Man, I had my first two parts of that thing covered in the first quarter.
Yeah, you did. Honestly, it was kind of weird, too, because that final play just further highlighted this Trevor Lawrence thing, man.
Oh, goodness
gracious,
bro. You don't think they're talking about that in Jacksonville right now?
Oh, I'm certain they're talking about that because he looked. Yeah. He got out, if we're just going to do the like straight up sports talk radio thing, he got absolutely outdueled by Davis Mills. And Davis Mills really had like one really, really good quarter. The rest of it was like,
yeah.
And he got clearly handled.
Can't remember the last bad beat that was that bad.
Some deal with it.
Brother.
Deal with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, the confession here for me is I think I'm probably in a pretty solid minority of people who find this particular thing funny.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in an instance where you just like had a day off, or you know, like you were on vacation or mm-hmm. whatever, and you, in your mind you're like, all right, I know what I'm about to do on this day. I got this and this. Yeah. I'm gonna make that happen. And then like your parent or your significant other all of a sudden unless you know, they're like, oh yeah, no, I was planning on you going to the store or yeah. something, and like they just plan your day for you.
Yeah.
Like you're talking to me, man.
Right? Goodness. That vibe is absolutely what I got from the Commanders who, you know, are planning on opening a new stadium, and the President of the United States got on TV and let it be known, hey, don't worry about selling naming rights. I would like you to name that after me. Like, it very much makes me, because you got to think about it, right? Yeah. They you know, the new owner goes in and like buys this team mm-hmm. after all of the stench
of
Snyder
and
literal, like figurative stench there, literal stench from the stadium being an absolute you know what hole,
yeah,
right? Gets them going. You know, mm-hmm. Gets a new head coach, gets a star quarterback, like the things are rolling in the good direction, actually starts building back this used to be giant brand, like mm-hmm. they're starting to get some goodwill. Mm-hmm. And then they go through all of the red tape of DC and everything to get themselves that RFK Stadium site.
Yeah.
They're going to build themselves a new stadium.
I
bet he's like, look, I can't wait to sell the can you imagine what the naming rights are on this new stadium?
Oh, in Washington?
Nation's capital. Mm-hmm. This is a huge like market and a huge team mm-hmm. that is building back. It's got a star quarterback. Like the naming rights deal is going to be great on this.
Well, they had FedEx last time.
Yeah, and this time it has an opportunity to be great.
Yeah.
President's like, don't even worry about that, big dog. I had a plan for you. I got you DJT Stadium, baby. That's what I want. I know there's a lot of people that for various different reasons don't find that hilarious. I find that to be so funny.
Forget all those millions of dollars you can
Don't worry
get.
About it. Don't worry about it. And as much sympathy as I can have for somebody that is going to be good for the rest of their life, when you talk about the owners mm-hmm. of the Commanders, they got all the money that money can have, right? As much sympathy as I can muster, I do have it because I've been there where it was like, I went home from college and I was like, man, I can't wait to just relax, maybe go see my friends. And my mom was like, hey, so I need you to build this furniture for me real quick. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Man, I felt like you was talking to me earlier, man. Every time I'm off of work. Oh, you're
off of work?
Are you off? Okay, so can you make a run to the store for me?
Yeah.
Can you do this? Can you get this out? I'm like, damn, man. It's my day
off.
I just want to sit around and do nothing. And I can sit around and do nothing.
Yes, you can.
I'm like,
we all can.
Now I got a checklist that I got to go through throughout the whole day while you gone.
Can you go ahead and do the yard? And
Right. I need you to go pick up my prescription from so. I'm like, what?
Don't worry about that nap you was going to take, big fella.
Yeah.
Go cut this grass right
and
quick.
And time go by fast.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I sit there and like, damn, I sat here for 3 hours, ain't do nothing. That's the worst. All right, I got a couple confessions, just random NFL confessions, because I love watching football no matter what. And my first one is, remember last week I was like, man, I think it was actually Friday. I'm like, I'm going to check out this mm-hmm. Cardinals and Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't think the Cardinals was going to win, but if they would have made it a little interesting or maybe close, I'm like, man, maybe Kyler Murray is out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, man, I was wrong. The answer definitely ain't Jacoby Brissett. So yeah, I think they bat to square one. And two, I gotta give way more credit to the Seahawks, man.
Big time.
They are the best team in the league right now, man.
I don't know where that game finished, but I remember it was 35-0, and I was like, goodness.
Yeah, they finished in the 40s, and I think the Cardinals probably got some garbage time points. I wasn't familiar with that. And then my second confession is, I don't know what the hell happened if the NFL sent out an email to the Cleveland Browns. But I really don't understand why they not rolling with Shedeur Sanders, man.
At this point, man,
the season is over. I think their coach said Dylan Gabriel will remain the starter. For what, man? What are we doing at this point, man? He ain't looking no better. It'd be one thing if it's like, okay, he's improving on. Man, that brother looking awful, man. I just don't understand. Maybe, I don't know if they sent a letter saying, hey, if you play him, you will be fired, but man,
it's friction. It's a big discussion.
It's nasty work, man. At this point, man, at least give the fans something, a reason to watch.
Yeah, that's the thing. You would think that there might even be some metal from the top down of ownership going, hey, we would like to see this quarterback for no other reason than put some different butts in seats if that does happen, or just so that going forward. Do we have a quarterback that we can bank on to some degree, or we can even explore further, or is this just a back into the pool type situation next offseason? Now, I do understand why Kevin Stefanski might not be all that invested in helping the organization, seeing as this might be his stop. You know what I mean? But I am surprised that he has such a seeming disdain. And, of course, that's my editorial opinion as opposed
to not alone either.
Objective. Yeah. But it feels like he has such a disdain for allowing that dude to get on the field. And I'm just like,
the thing
why?
Is, I feel like they're going to wait to probably the last week 18 or whatever. Let's throw him out there. And that's going to make it even more confusing.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to go next year still not knowing what you got in him.
God bless the Browns. God bless the Browns, because that's the only organization I imagine can go into a week after the Jets gutted their team and still let the Jets get a victory. The Jets basically don't have a football team anymore.
Yeah. Well,
they were like, we would rather have first round picks than the football team. They're like, we can still get a W against the Browns.
Did you see their offense?
Yeah.
I think Justin Fields probably had like 25 yards the whole game. And they won.
Yeah.
Who needs yards or offense when you're talking about the Browns?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you need that? Yeah, so salute to that organization. Keep doing that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, let's get to winners and losers of the weekend. Who won, who lost on the weekend, including a somewhat local submission as well. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.